Today's tough is tough chafav, and we ended with a discussion regarding the issues that one might face when trying to ensure that his employer gets some food, meaning he's not providing the food, but he wants to fund the food. Now, if you remember, he said, "Okay, here's some money. Go buy yourself whatever you like." Then, if it's not considered a problem, if he ends up buying the ayin nesach, all these other things. However, if he says, "I'll go collect from the shopkeeper and then I'll fit the bill," then we're going to have to run into issues. Maybe he'll have the ayin nesach, maybe he'll have shvi'is, and it'll be as if you're also providing those products to your worker. Now, we said that there were two ways to understand that, if you remember, let me just page, that according to one shita, if you remember, that Reb Zera says that that is because if the chenvani becomes like a shlech of the Baal HaBayit, and the Reb Hillel says no, that the poel becomes like a shlech of the Baal HaBayit to get it for the Baal HaBayit, and then he gets it himself. Those are two ways to understand, if you remember. So, what's the nafgamim between them? Gemara says, "My nafkamina b'dayhun." So it's about a couple of lines down. Hi, so how can veni cheresh? What if the chenvani is a cheresh? Okay, that's against our thought that the Reb Zera lo chashash and the chashash anymore because he can't act as a shaliach of the Baal, and therefore she'ain shlichut lecheresh. However, our thought that the Reb Hillel, well, he's not acting as shaliach. He wasn't ever acting as a shaliach of the Baal HaBayit. The whole issue was that the poel was acting like a shaliach. Okay, and therefore, because a poel is acting like a shaliach, then it would still be a problematic. So, however, what if it's the other way around? Hey, a poel cheresh, if the poel is acting a cheresh, according to Aldata Reb Hillel now, that the whole issue was the poel was a shaliach, well, a shaliach can't be a shaliach, and therefore it's lo chashash and a concern. She'ein zchuyot lecheresh, al however, Aldata Reb Zira, then that would be the problem. There would be a chashash, because the whole issue is that the chenvani would be acting like a shaliach for the Baal HaBayit. Again, that's enough. We know the two ways of understanding it. Okay, that closed off the sug we did last year. Now, what if he snatches a coin from her? But then Gay gives it back to her and says, at the time, Ubashat Matana, he says, Amar Laharet Mekudeshali. Does that work? Well, Mamishna says, Harezekit Mekudeshah. Gemara says, well, Bemakidsha. How does that work? Rav Chagai says, Beshem Rav Pada, Rotze Hishtia Mekudeshalo lo Besela. To the Svara he applies, is that she would want to, if you like, receive it, and then him be chayiv another seller. Okay? In other words, it would be, if you like his, such that, so just to get this clear, I'll just show you in the Korban Eda. Let me get it. It says, Rotzi ilhaknot lo seller. She kachenabo. She wanted to be his enough that she could be mekadeshim, v'hu yeh chayiv, such that he would be now chayiv another seller. Okay? So she ends up getting two back and being Mekudesh and everything. Fine. B'chayv Sela, Amrav Yossi, Ilu Itmar Kli Ye'ut. However, Sela Darkli Tchalef. So here what it's saying is, that whole Sfar that you provided only makes sense if it was a Kli that was taken. Okay? However, if it was a money, you wouldn't need that Sfar. Why not? So look at the Korban Eda, it says, Shechataf Kli Memeno V'Kitchabo. Shatu Tzrichim Taima D'Didach. Then that's why we need your actual Sfar to say that you'd be happy for him to have it in order to make Kadesh, to be Chai, this an additional Kli. However, Valhashta Tani Sela, but the whole case was about a coin, not about a Kli. So Kevan Shedarka Litchalef, since coins change hands, if you like, and Vaday Samcha Dai Jezeo Likidushin, Vuhu Yitan Sela Acher. Then clearly, because you're not wanting necessarily, for example, when you lend money or give someone money, you're not expecting the same thing back like you are when you give a Kli. Okay, so therefore, clearly, when she's returning it, when he's returning it to her, and she accepts it, it's all dead to get another coin back because she never really intended to give a coin back. So in other words, that's far as partial when it comes to money. I didn't need you to teach us this. Your chiddush was saying that it even applies to a kli. Okay, that's what we need your svara. Otherwise, otherwise it'd be obvious that would be the case. Okay, that's that case. Now, Kinsey Lee. Sela zu. What if he says, look after this money for me? That's what Kinsey says. It's like a pikkadon. Ubashat matana, but when he gives it over to her, he says, Harat Mekudeshet li, then it's Mekudeshet. Fine. However, im mishinat nalo, if he gives it to her, rats and it's already in her possessions, ratzta Mekudeshet lo ratzta in Mekudeshet. So, in other words, she didn't do a maaseh to take it anymore. It's already in her possession. And then he says, Harat Mekudeshet li, then it depends on whether she wants to or not. Because there's no maaseh to confirm her consent or not. That's what it sounds like. Okay? It says Ratzdash. The reason is Kimon de lo yayv le midi is not given b'shasha amarim mekudeshetli. Then it will depend on her consent or not. Okay. However, if he says Heilach sela zu shani chayev lach, so this is a different situation. Now he says here, I'm giving you money that I'm giving you some money. Amar la hareat mekudeshet. It says I'm mekudeshetli at the time of the handing over. Once again, ratzam mekudeshet, ratzam. She can decide whether she wants that money to be a condition or not. Now it's different in this situation because he owes it to her. So then, if whether she wants that to be kesef kedushin will depend on her. However, im shebal l'toch yada, once it's already in her possession, it was her money anyway. Amar la re mekudeshet li, and he tries to say, "Oh, okay, how mekudeshet li with the money I just gave you?" Well, it's too late. Afal pi shneim rotzin, even if they both want it, ain't a mekudeshet because he hasn't handed her something that is say to be mekudeshet with, and she doesn't have anything belonging to him in her possession. So therefore, there's no like the mechilat pikadon, like we said before. There's nothing there. So therefore, what would you do? Ketzad yaseh? What would you do in that situation? Yitlena mimena. Simply, if you want, they want to get married, she can give it back to him, and then he can mekudesh it with her with the money that he just received now. Mekudeshetli. Okay, those are the, if you like, this so-called like the simple situations. In other words, when something's being handed over, okay, if it doesn't belong to her, then mekudeshetli, she accepts it. Then mekudeshet. If it did belong to her, then it depends on her what if she wants to receive it in context kedushin. And now, if it's a pikadon, then even if it's in a possession, then it will depend on whether she wants to be mekudeshet with. And if it's not a pikadon, it's her own money, then you can say declare all you like. It's not gonna be mekudeshet. That's the kind of the flow of the sugya. The Gemara says, mekudeshet. What if he says, "You mekudeshet with this dinar"? Okay, he hands it to her. Her intention is mekudeshet with the full dinar, and he finds out that it's actually less than a dinar. Because again, the coins themselves had different weights and things like that, so it wasn't a dinar. We say, Enu Mekudesha, that's not Mekudesha. Because she was only being Mekudesha al dat dinar, and it wasn't a dinar, and it didn't give her a dinar, so not Mekudesha. Like a Mekartaud, if you like. Gemara says, Hayah bo dinar ra, harezu Mekudesha b'hushyachlif. Now, this is an interesting one. What if he gives her a dinar, but it's like worn out as a bad dinar, but nonetheless, it's still because she would be used in currency. Al dchak, the people would accept it. Like a bank would accept a shop, might not, whatever it is. Okay. Then Mishnah says mikudesha because he gave her a dinar, but it says vahusha yachlif. Now, what does it mean vahusha yachlif? If it's mikudesha, it's mikudesha. If she has a machlif, then it shouldn't be mikudesha. So I looked in the Chazon Yecheskel, he brings two different pshats. According to the Ran, the Chazon Yecheskel and the Tosefta, the Ran says that he promised a dinar, he gave it a dinar. However, and therefore she's mikudesha straight away. However, because there'll be maybe some sort of complaints or ill will or something associated, we say, oh, just give her a new one anyway. Okay? But Mikra Adin Shem Mekudesh, absolutely Mekudesh. That's where the Ran explains it. That's why it's a Vushi Achlif. However, what's interesting here, the Me'iri he cites says that no. What would happen if before switching the coin to a good dinar, he died? The Me'iri says, Einu Mekudeshet. Mashma what? That it seems to be that she's mekudeshet because he gave her a full dinar, even though it was a bad one. Al tnai, it's almost implicit in this context, al tnai that it will be placed with a good dinar. So therefore, if he gives a good dinar, she's mekudeshet from the beginning. If not, not. That's why if he dies in between, not. She wouldn't be mekudeshet. That's kind of, and that's why he's, and the Chazon Yecheskel says that fits, not, he, that fits well with the girsa in the Tosefta. The Tosefta doesn't say mekudeshet vohushia. Once again, the gears we have here, sorry, was mekudeshet v'yach. Let me get it right. So, yes, yeah, it ours says harizem mekudeshet vohushia yachlif. There it just says dinara. It says yachlif, full stop. Meaning he would have to machlif to be mekudeshet. In other words, it's almost like al tnai. Fine. Now the Gemara says. I mean, if he's giving coin by coin to her, okay, then to be mekudeshet with, that she has a chance to pull out because until the full sum has been given. Okay, Rabbi Elazar says Omer mekudeshet parishona. No, as soon as she receives some of it, she's mekudeshet, and the shah is like it's nigh. According to the, it's actually interesting. According to the as you said, the Chazon Yecheskel's second explanation, according to the Me'iri, this kind of makes sense that this sugya would follow the previous one. If you interpret that which is lacking or incorrect, or lacking is a tnai. Okay, that's a machloket here. Let's go through it again just to make it clear. Reb Elazar says, Mekudeshet Breishona, sorry, Reb Elazar says, one second. We said Yachol Ishtin Rishona. Rav Elazar says Omer Mekudesh Breishon Vashal Tnai. However, Yochanan says Lekeshe Yashlim. She's Mekudesh only once it's completed. Okay, that is the that's a pshat. Okay, the Gemara says Amar Amrin Chaz. So that's okay. So that Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan a cholek on this case where he's giving a coin by coin. So I got a little bit ahead of myself in this. Now the Gemara says, Amrin Chazar, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan was Chozer from his position. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan says she's not Mekudeshet until she receives a full sum. Whereas, again, Rabbi Lazar says she's Mekudeshet straight away and the rest is Al-Tanai. Mekudeshet Al-Tanai. And therefore, she once the sum is completely handed over, she'll Mekudeshet L'mafreya from the time the first coin was handed over. Okay, that's the Machloke. But now we're saying Rabbi Yochanan is Chozer. Why? Because Chad Barnash. There was an incident where a person gave an aravon, some sort of trusted in his care, an object or some, and the person denied it. However, Rabbah, Rav Hillel, Rav Yaakov, Bar Acha says no. Tlatin Amrit, all three say it was zera pishraya or miktzat damim natan lei. One person had a lot of pishtan flax seeds, and the person wanted to purchase it, and he paid him a small amount. And then denied it, or it wanted to back out, it sounds like. So, Ata Uvda Kamei, Reb Yochanan, Reb Chia, Bar Yosef. Reb Yochanan Amar, O Yiten Lo Bekol Mikro, O Yimso Lo Lamisha Para. Despite the fact he's only given a down payment, what does he say? According to Reb Yochanan, importantly, he says, well, either you got to give him the whole Mekach, or you Chayv Misha Para. Why you Chayv Misha Para? Because if the person's paid money, it's a king, and even though it's Meshichas Konan or Kesef Konan, it was Makabal and Misha Parah if you Chozer Bo. Okay? That's what it's saying. But you see quite clear here that Rabbi Yochanan is Chozer. Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say initially? He says, Rabbi Yochanan says, in the other case, he says, only Klekeshe Yashlim would should be Mekudeshet. But here we're saying, once he's given a small coin, already the down payment for this Zerah Pishtan, it's like he's coined the whole thing. Not only once he pays the full amount. So I'll show you the Korbanan to make it clear. It says, Kefi, in other words, it says, Hu adin kan? Afal bishlon tanela dinar chalo kiddushin. The kiddushin should be chal. Sharei koneke neged kolo. By giving the first coin, you acquire the whole amount behind it. Shmami, now quite clearly, we see chachazel bo Rabbi Yochanan. Rechunos chazer. However, here we see that Reb Chia bar Yosef was cholik Rabbi Yochanan in that case. Amar, he says, or yiten lo b'chol ervona, or he gives him the amount of zera pishon keneged that which was paid, or yimsor oto l'mishapara, or he gets a mishapara. So it's a partial amount. However, Rona Rabbi Chia bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia bar Yosef would agree with Rabbi Yochanan, b'mekach she'ein darko li kanot, kanot chatzain, could go on para v'talit. That what? That, in other words, when does Rabbi Chia bar Yosef argue that when he does a partial payment, he's at least kind of that partial amount that he paid against? That's only if you're dealing with like Zera Pishtan, like something that's divisible. However, if it's, the example here is buying a cow and he gives it down the first payment, or a talit, you can't slice it up. So therefore, he would agree with Yochanan that he's kone keneged kulo. That's understanding. And the Gemara says, what about Isha? The Isha darka likanod chatzain, is a woman something you can buy in pieces? Absolutely not. So therefore, that would be the same thing here. The small payment you make, the first coin, if you like, he gives her when he's trying to mim kodeshet la, and he's giving coin by coin to make the same amount he promised her already from the first coin. It will be kiddushin. The rest is considered al tanai. So Reb Chaga, Reb Yehuda, train Amri quite clearly mekach dor likanot lechatzaim. The isha quite clearly ain't dako likanot lechatzaim. That's indeed the case. That a woman, a small payment, everyone would agree. That is registered in Mekudeshet, even if it's not the full amount yet, and the rest is just considered like a tonight. Okay, this is the next mission. This is now Halacha Bet. What it says, you Mekudeshet with this cup of wine, and which look at when she takes it, she looks at it, and it's dvash. Nimtza shel honey. Shel dvash. Shel dvash v'imtza shel yain, or the other way around. Binina zel shekesef gives her a coin, it says, with this coin of silver coin, v'imtza shel dinah, it was a golden one, or vice versa, or shel zahav v'imtza shel kesef. On the condition that I am if you like, poor and is really wealthy, or the other way around, we say, why? Because he promised the one thing and something else is given. It's like what's called a mekach taot. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im titala shvach, he said this is a mekach with a silver coin, and it ends up being something of more value. So he misled her, but to her benefit, if you like, then he holds it would be mekudeshet. Okay, the Mishnah continues. On the condition that I'm a kohen and it's really a Levi. But Levi and it's a kohen is a Levi, or he says I'm a Levi and it's really a kohen. Netin means a mamzer, mamzer and netin, or one of the two psulim in a netin or mamzer, and he was the other. Ben Ir is a city person in sa ben krach, or ben krach when it's a ben Ir. So big cities and the small amount things not kfar but krach. Or that my house is close to the bathhouse and it's actually far away, or the other way around, rachok from Sakharov. Or it's far, it's really close. Or on condition I have the Gersa changes godelet, that I have a shifcha or a daughter who can braid hair, if you like, ve'einlo, and he doesn't. Almanat she'ein, or he just says, I don't have, and he actually does. V'yeshlo, almanat she'eshli banei, I have children, ve'ein li, he doesn't. Almanat she'ein li, he doesn't have, and he actually does. Al kulam, v'al kulam, af al pi she'amru b'libi. On all these situations, if she says, look, it really made no difference to me, but I hiti miduk mekudeshet, af al pi ken, nonetheless, ein mekudeshet, because she was mekudeshet based on a certain assumption, and that assumption was false. Okay, v'pen hu he she ta to, and that's also the problem will be if she misled him. Okay, that's the problem, if you like, with misleading in Kiddushin, with hiding information, things like that. Okay, because you can end up being a big problem. Okay, let's continue. He kachili because ze shel yayin. The Gemara says because ze ubamasher betocho. If he says with this cup and its contents, then shavei pruta. If it's shavei pruta, they're both together mitkadeshet, and it would work. The betrothal would work. Ve'im lav enu mitkadesh, it wouldn't. Okay, what about Zachar bo? Now the korban change the gears to just Zachar bo. Take this bo, meaning you're mekadesh bo with it. So in that situation, the korbanet understands that the semantics there meaning is with the contents of it, not just the cup. So im yesh b'mashe betochosha v'im lav, because intention is that which is the contents alone. Okay. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, imita leshvach mekudeshet. The Gemara says you have to be careful here. Am Rabbi Yochanan, moder Rabbi Shimon, shimita leshvach yachasim ein mekudeshet. That even though Rabbi Shimon we saw before says if he misled her, what would appear to be to her advantage, meaning something that was improved, then nonetheless he would say mekudeshet, even though it wasn't the assumption of the kiddushin. However, now what the Gemara is saying was, it depends what you're talking about. If it's something financial, finances, then fine. However, if you talk about yachsin, we're going to say like either coin, levy coin, things like that, then it won't. Then it still wouldn't be mekudeshet, even if it's an improvement. For example, he says a levy is really a coin. We'll have to understand why. So Amar Rav Yosef Matnit and Amar Ken Amanat Sheni Coin Vimsa Levi. As the Mishnah continues, and you don't see because that's actually a separate Mishnah in the Mishnahs. The continuing Amanat Sheni Coin Vimsa Levi. And you don't see Rav Shimon cholok on those ones. I think that's the point here. So again, says Amarak. I mean, it's like Nich. So Gemara says Nich Hakohen Nimtzah Levi. You might think it's a bit of a downgrade. However, Levi Nimtzah Kohen Yacholu Meima Lo Havina. Now you've got in front of you Bay Diruchya Rava Alai. In other words, what that would mean then is she can say, listen, even if she said it was a Levi and is really a Kohen, she can say, well, that the meaning of that is, I don't want to be, I didn't want such a big shot to I didn't want to marry a big shot. I don't want to lord over me and hold that over me type of thing. Okay? That's the way. Now, what's interesting here, if we go back a drop to where we were up to, Yachulna hava meima lo havina. Now here, we've got the Rishonim actually insert a few lines here when they quote the Yerushalmi. It says, lo havina meimar tarachta de kahunta. So in the Osvada we have this here. Meaning she could simply say, yeah, it's nice to be married. You might think it's nice to be bar kohen, but I've got to worry about tumah. I've got to worry about truma. I've got to worry about all these things. I don't want all the headache of being a wife of a kohen. Okay. One second. What was that? Rebbe Stroll, who's a Levi, just asked me, why would it be a downgrade to be from a Kohen to a Levi? No, in other words, so the assumption is that, okay, yeah, the answer is yes. Okay, fine. I said accept it. I'm at Israel, so fine. Okay. So, so what, again, if she says, just sorry, got distracted, but if he says, I'm a Levi, but he's really a Kohen, she can say, look, that's very nice that you're a Kohen, but I don't want all the hassles and bothers. And therefore, the Rishonim continues with the next line. Nicha ashi v'nimtza ani. I can understand if the guy said, look, I'm a really wealthy guy, and she comes, and when she marries, he finds out he's full of debt, he's got nothing in the bank account. Then I can understand why that'd be misleading. Aval, if he says, ana ani, v'nimtza ashir. But if he says, I'm poor, but really, when they get married, she realizes that, gosh, she's sitting on a huge trust of a huge amount of money. So, nonetheless, you can say, Enu Mekudeshet. That would be Mekudeshet. Why? And Mekudeshet. Why? You can say, Lo Avinim Ba'ina Di Ruchya Rabba Alai. So, just which is, again, what I explained before, in the simple reading of Gemara replied to a Kohen Levi situation. But here, according to this understanding, is that I didn't want. I'll just give the. I didn't want someone to ruchah gasa alai. I don't want a guy to think he's such a big shot. In other words, he has a different upbringing. He's going to carry himself differently. I wanted a humble, poor guy, and now marry. And they're telling me this guy's a millionaire. She can still be makbid on that and say, and that's misleading me. And a mekudeshet. Next, nicha ben krach v'nimtza ben ir. I can understand if he says I'm from a big city and finds out that he's really from a small town type of guy. However, Ben Ir, that's why it's Enu Mekudeshet. But someone, a small town guy, now he seems to be this living in the big city. Why is that misleading? Why is that bad? Isn't that to our advantage? Meaning, which would be, if you remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's to her advantage, it would be Mekudeshet. Again, we're still working with Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, no, Yecholim Meimah, she can say, Baya Havina Mitzdana. Meaning, I wanted somewhere that would be a little bit more quiet, like Tzanua. I didn't want to, I have a big city and big apartment blocks and everything. Everyone's looking over my shoulder. I don't want that. Okay. So, Krov, I can understand if he says, Almanat, that my house is close to the Merchatz, Venimtsa Rachok, but it's actually very far. Then Nicha, I can understand that will be Enu Mekudeshet. Rachok Venimtsa Karov. If, however, he said that, I'm sorry, we're getting married, but just so you know, I'm really very, very fast from far from the bathhouse. But really, when they get married, they find out it's actually next door or very close. Then why would that be in a Mekudesh? Something isn't something to advantage. So the Gemara says, Yechula Meira Ba'i Havina Mitarpasa. Look, it's like modern terminology. I thought I'd be able to get up my step count. And now I'll be able to get my step count. That's effectively like what she's saying. Like, I wanted the exercise. I enjoy the exercise. So the Korban, the Pnei Moshe says, she can say that I was litaneg behiluch, I would have enjoyed having that long walk whenever I need to go to the bathhouse, whatever it was, once a week. And now you're telling me we're out next door, so that could also be grounds to say she was misled. Amarat she'en li bat or shivcha godelet. However, yeshlo nicha, I can understand. In other words, if he says I don't have any daughter or shivcha, and suddenly we discover to get married, there is, I can understand because it would be animosity in the household, or is this a sign of other people living with us? However, if he said on condition I have the ain law and I don't, now this question is an interesting one. What it's saying now is he said he has a daughter and they get married, there's no daughter around. How can you say it in the Mekudesh? Maybe he has one on who's living overseas somewhere. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Babar Mamal Kinim at Nitzan, you have to understand the Mishnah. But legodlatech, the shivcha l'sham, that when he says, I'm marrying, we're getting married, and so you know I have a daughter who can braid your hair, or I've shifted to look after you. Now, this is not just a statistical thing, do I have a daughter or not? This is something that she would have been benefiting from immediately. And if he lied about that, then we say once again, Einu Mekudeshet. Okay? Fine. Again, all these cases are almanat, right? Now, the Gemara says, what happens though? This is the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Ha'omer lushluchot, seve kadesh li'isha ploni b'makom ploni. He says, go be mashleach to betroth the woman in such and such a location. Halach, and he went kichab b'makom acher, and he went and betrothed her in a different location altogether. We say, enu mekudeshet, because that wasn't his shlichot. He directed to do so. And this might echo what we learned in Masechet Gittin, if you remember. I'm going to reference to that soon. Harei b'makom ploni. What if he says, oh, go betroth so and so, she happens to live in Yerushalayim. That's different. Valach v'kidesh b'makom acher, and he finds this person, this woman in Tel Aviv, harei zeh that mekudeshet, because it wasn't being makbid, it was just giving her instructions how to identify her. Okay, now, hamur shlucha tzeh li isha plonit. The Gemara says, manitid look Rabbi Elazar, it's not like Rabbi Elazar. Because why? If you remember Rabbi Elazar, in Masechet Gittin, we talked about in the sixth parak, it says, if he says, hameli kechai kebed li gitiv b'makom ploni, v'kib la la b'makom acher, pasul, Rabbi Elazar's machshir. Because even Rebbe Elazar holds in that situation simply being mare makom, just saying this is where the location is. Im ken so too, hachenami gebi kedushin ki amar iu kadesh li isha b'makom ploni. Also, Rebbe Elazar would hold that it's mare makom. But Rabbi Rebbe Elazar lo la mare iu mikodesh ad shiomar lo, unless he says explicitly al tikadshena li ela b'makom ploni. Unless he says specifically, I do not want you to do this betrothal unless you do it by that beautiful forest with this nice setting and the view of the whatever. Okay? Like, unless he demonstrate he's absolutely makbid. V'alach v'kidsha b'makom acher, and did elsewhere. Now, here, just, we'll continue to the Mishnah with the Kirsa Kormanator. Because why? Because Afra b'lasa modesh enu mekudeshet. Because in that situation, he would agree if the person is makbid and shows it is makbid no mekudeshet. However, harei zu b'makom ploni, if he says that she is in such and such a location, af Rebbe Rabbana modesh mare makom lo hu lo. That, like we said in the Sefer of the Mishnah, if he just says, "Oh, she happens to be Yerushalayim," then it's quite clear that's just giving you directions how to find her. Okay, this is a halacha dalet. Hamegedesh ishta manat she'ein aleya nedarim. What if he says, "I'm betrothing on condition that you do not have any nedarim"? V'nimtza, and it was discovered in nedarim. Well, that's a breach of the tnai. Therefore, in a mekudeshet. Kansa stam, if however he betrothed her without mentioning anything, v'nimtza, and surprise, surprise, there are some nedarim, teitzei, he can divorce her, shelo b'ktuba. He can divorce, because he can say, if she's impossible, I had no idea this is what I was marrying. We have to find out what nedarim we're talking about. I had no idea I was marrying, because it would be mekudeshet, you have to divorce her, but she could be a ktuba. I think we discussed this in Masechet Ketubot, if I'm not mistaken. But let's continue. On Gittin, actually, sorry. I can't remember where we learned it. So, Almanat She'ein Bamumin. So, I'm not sure if we have this, but a few lines should be here. Almanat She'ein Bamumin, if he says on condition he has no blemishes of the sort, Nimsa Bamumim, Enu Mekudeshet. And it was discovered Mumim, the Mekudeshet. Kansa Stav Venimsa Bamumim. If, however, he just got married and made no mention to any Mumim, Nimsa Bamumim, Teitse Shelo Bektuba. Then he can divorce her, but it should be a kodesh. Have to divorce her if he didn't want to be with her. However, she wouldn't receive a ketubah. Shukola mumim aposlim bekoanim, poslim benashim. That all the mumim that are problematic to invalidate a coin from being davruing avodah meis hamikdash, you have to learn mesach to bechor for all that, poslim benashim. That would also be the case here. We won't go through the list of them now. Let's just do a little more because we're already over time. Hamekadesh itisha. Taninan, mumim, we understand what mumim are problematic. You've just told us, look up the list that are problematic for Kohanim. That's fine. Aval, what nedarim are we talking about? So, ve'ele nedarim nanru. So Rabbi Yochanan says, b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzedek, it says, that is, nadra shalo lechol basav, v'shalo lishtot yayin, v'shalo lilbosh bigdei tzivonim. So what are these things? These are things that are what called nidre inui nefesh, that will cause her discomfort and pain, if you may not take meat and drink wine, or lil bosh tzivonim, or not to wear nice clothes, let's put it that way, literally colored clothes, because that would, that means she's basically, it's mitganel bala, that would impact their relationship between the two of them, if she didn't want to look nice, okay? So amar abzira, klei pishta nadakin habayim beit sha'an, that the fine linen clothes that come from beit sha'an, they're likely tzivonim, hen? And now, I'll just do a little drop more. So, Am Rabbi Yossi Matnita Beshamala Almanat She'ein Lach Alaich Nedarim. Aval Im Amarla Almanat She'ein Lach Kol Neder, Afilu Nadrashalo Lechol Churvim Nederhu. In other words, when he says, so it's important to understand, we qualify the Nedarim. Okay? Now, the qualification of saying which Nedarim we're referring to don't just apply for Stam. What we see here is also meaning what will be the ones that could be problematic that if he discovered them that he'd also have to give her he wouldn't have to give her a ketubah as a result. But we also says almanach ein lach aleich aleha nedarim, which nedarim qualify to be problematic even if he stipulates against it. So we're saying it's all of these ones in nun nefesh or that they will affect their relationship. However, Well, the Gemara is saying now is that even if he says kol ned, if he says amanat, you have no nedarim. I don't want any neder whatsoever. I don't know why if he makes nedarim. Then afilo nadrash lo lechor. Even if you made a ned not to eat carobs, which is not a new nefesh, nothing that affects the two of them, that would stay. That would still qualify as a neder because he's shown a specific hakpada on every single type of neder, and that would be problematic. Okay. We'll continue from halacha. It's another good case. In the case for next year. Okay.
And he has to divorce her, or the kiddushin is simply mevutal.
Well, that's what the Mishnah is saying. It depends. If he stipulated to say almanat on condition, right, and the condition not met, well,
yeah,
animal kodesh it. It wasn't ever the betrothal was completely mevutal. However, if it was stam, that's what we're saying. If you just betrothed, sorry, what are you saying?
Yeah, I mean, how long does that last? That, I mean, that could be, it could be for years, and then he finds out, and then it's mevutal.
Good question in terms of how long. In other words, what the difference might be with how long might only be with maybe after a certain amount of time, you might say he would have worked it out already, and therefore minastam he was mochel, and there's another reason. Like, that could be another consideration, so I don't know. Okay? But I'm not sure what the time limit, mikra adin, if it was, it would be. Presumably none, because it was mekudesha, you know. Unless you say he was mochel. Well, even still, I don't know. All right, so,
oh, yeah.
Well, it might become clear later on, but I'm not sure. Actually, no, that's not true. So let me be careful. The next shear and the next piece of Gemara we're going to touch on, so we'll learn, might touch on this question. We'll see. All right, Kotov.